don't wanna eat poison. I don't want gene mutations at my dinner reservations. It's a food abomination what they're doing to this fast food nation. They take artificial gene combinations, inject it in seed variations so they can grow their frankenfood imitations while the side effects cause medical patients. Keep the profits alive while they're spraying all the food with name brand herbicides. And all the while they're spreading their lies. Monsanto destroy a farmer's lives. And the FDA just keeps it all going, saying it's safe even though they all know it's just poison stealing away your life. And that's what you eat, genetically modified.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now, keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDaugherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Everybody, we're back. This is Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Daugherty. Gary Hirschberg from Stonyfield Farms talked to us this week about his Just Label It campaign.
He is the co-founder of Just Label It. It's an organization specifically designed to make sure that the foods we eat are labeled properly, and that if the food product is genetically modified, we know about it.
Let's go ahead and roll segment number one of the interview.
We have Gary Hirschberg on the phone. He is the co-founder of Stonyfield Farm, and you were the chairman of Stonyfield Farm also, is that right?
I am indeed.
Are you still, or did you step down from that position?
No, I was the CEO for 29 years since our founding, but I stepped down from that role into the chairman's role a few months ago.
Gotcha. And my understanding is so you could spend a little more time on a project that's very near and dear to your heart.
Very much so, Elizabeth. Yeah, thanks for asking. I've been, of course, enjoying the explosion of not only our little company from a 7-cow farm to now almost $400 million national yogurt concern. In fact, we're the largest producer of organic yogurt in the world. And of course, in that time, we've watched the growth of the now $30 billion organic foods industry, now 6% of U.S. food. But one of the really troubling problems we've been facing is the, of course, we're seeing food scares each day and each week, from pink slime to mad cow to who knows what this week. But the one that's really been troubling me and my industry and our farmers has been the lack of controls on genetically engineered foods, and frankly, the lack of awareness that the average consumer has about what are really the devastating problems caused by genetically modified foods, and
right,
how little we really know.
That sounds all great.
So far.
Yeah. I mean, it's a laudable cause. Just Label It. They've got 1.2 million signatures now, I think. They're getting like 50,000 a week still.
Go ahead and roll segment number two.
I've been running into the same thing because I talk about it on my show and on my site. And I'm amazed when some people say things like, are you talking about MSG or are you talking about... They really don't have a clear understanding. Can you try to put it in a nutshell?
Sure. In 1996, the first crops that were whose DNA had been altered, the first new life forms that are patented and owned by five or six chemical companies were introduced. And nowadays, 70 or 80% of corn and soy in this country are of these genetically engineered varieties. The reality is that this has happened while, just as you said, very few Americans really understand what's gone on. The interesting thing is that in 40 other countries around the world, all of Europe, Russia, China, Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, while genetically engineered foods were also made legal around the same time, they came with a labeling requirement that at least gave consumers in those countries the right to know. We don't have those rights here, and it really puts us at a disadvantage. We have formed a coalition, and when I say we, Stonyfield and 495 other companies and farmer groups and organizations formed a coalition that filed a petition with the FDA last September asking them to mandate the same rights that citizens have in these other countries, that is, labeling of these foods. And in fact, surveys show that 91% of Americans, with no difference between Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, believe that we should have that right. We now have 1.2 million people who've signed that petition.
Well, those 1.2 million people, let me tell you what happened there. We had Monica Eng from the Chicago Tribune on the show because she was on a conference call with the FDA discussing this petition where they said they may not count all the signatures the same way we would count them.
Yeah,
Yeah, we have one, two, three, four, five. We count signatures. We count, you know, that's how we do it. Well, the FDA does it a little differently.
What they were doing is they were taking maybe 25,000 signatures on a PDF document and saying, okay, that's one comment.
So the bottom line was, instead of over a million signatures, there were 394 that were officially counted by the FDA initially.
Initially. Now, since then, I think they've recanted on that position, but we did have Monica Eng on the show to talk about it. And according to the Just Label It website, they are still considering these signatures, etc.
Yep. And Gary even goes on to describe more about that counting process.
Right. What's going on with that? Because I've been hearing about this petition, and what I've heard so far is that it's not really being looked at, or the names are being discounted, or can you give us the lowdown?
Well, yeah, there's been a few different pieces to this. So there's three different efforts going on here. I'll just quickly summarize. The petition was filed last September. The FDA had 180 days to respond. That brought us to the end of March. At the end of March, they did say that we have been receiving these petitions. That's all they said. They didn't give us a yay or a nay. And,
right.
And indeed, initially what you also heard was that they said, well, we've heard from 290 people or 290 groups. This is a bureaucratic slip, because if you send in 50,000 names with one submission, they call that one. So now they're calibrating with us. They're now up to 900,000. They'll be at our 1.2 million soon.
Great.
So we expect the FDA to respond to that quite soon. The second is there are 20 statewide efforts going on around this country. Tomorrow you will hear Wednesday, announce an initiative there where 800,000 people have signed that labeling initiative. So it will be on the ballot in California in the fall. And then the third issue is that in December, Dow AgroSciences introduced a new corn that is genetically engineered to be resistant to 2,4-D, one of the really toxic and concerning herbicides out there.
Right. Now, that 2,4-D, is that one of the components in Agent Orange?
Well, it is. The original Agent Orange, that we all know from Vietnam, was comprised of 50% 2,4-D, 50% of another compound. The 2,4-D that was used in those days had dioxins, and it's thought that that's where more of the troubles came from. And there, Dow is contending that 2,4-D is really not hazardous or unsafe. There's overwhelming scientific evidence that raises questions about that claim. And our point of view on this is, look, while the science gets worked out, which may take years or even decades to determine what are safe threshold levels, we consumers deserve the right to know whether these crops and these processes are being employed to produce our foods.
Here's where I started to really wonder what was going on here, because shouldn't there be more outrage about the fact that they had 180 days, the FDA, and did nothing at the end of that 180 days? Shouldn't there be more outrage about that? Shouldn't there be more concern about that?
They set the time limit, and then, you know, we delivered the signatures.
Blew it off.
And then blew it off.
And I was sitting there talking to Gary, and I'm wondering, where's the outrage about this? There's a reason why there's no outrage. Keep listening, and we'll tell you why. Well, let me ask you this question, because you're the chairman of a pretty large food producing company.
Yeah.
And you have to go through an FDA process every time you have a new product. Isn't that right?
Of course. Our labels all have to be approved.
Right. So you have to label what's in the products that you're creating.
That's right.
Yet you can go buy an ear of corn off of the shelf and you don't know what's in it.
Well, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but your very simple question is exactly accurate. I mean, we now have to know, we have the rights to know if food is irradiated. We have the rights to know if orange juice is from concentrate or fresh squeezed. But we don't have the right to know if our corn or our ingredients comes from a process that has resulted in 400 million more pounds of toxic herbicides being used. In other words, the number one gene that has been introduced by these companies has been herbicide tolerance. And two things have happened. One, as I just said, hundreds of millions more pounds of herbicides are being used because the herbicides no longer affect these plants, and therefore supposedly they only hurt the weeds. But the more dangerous thing that's happened is that the weeds didn't wait around to do focus groups with all these poisons. They just quickly evolved to becoming herbicide resistant, and that's why Dow has now introduced a 2,4-D resistant corn. In other words, a corn that's resistant to an even stronger compound. They call it bringing out the cavalry. I call it subjecting America to a toxic explosion that is unfortunately going to be years or generations before we know the real impact. So our point of view, very simply to your exact point, is, look, I have the right to know, I have the requirement to tell you, and I have the right as a consumer to know what the ingredients are, what the nutritionals are. I ought to be able to know what citizens in 40 other countries have. And so when people go to justlabelit.org, our website, they have joined, again, 1.2 million Americans. I think we're adding 50,000 a week now. People are just fed up and tired of the government protecting these handful of companies.
So he's starting to sound like somebody who's running for office.
A little bit.
Because on the one hand, he's saying, this really needs to happen, this really needs to happen. Well, you've got all these signatures in your hands, and you're not demanding anything be done with them.
And just so you know, he was a potential candidate for U.S. Senator from the state of New Hampshire 2 years ago, and apparently decided not to run because there were other things in store for him as well.
Apparently there were. And after this next segment, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. What's your take on Michael Taylor being the food czar of the United States, having been a vice president at Monsanto?
Well, unfortunately, you know, it's not really fair to pick on Michael. I happen to know Michael, and he's a very good guy. What I would say to you is that, unfortunately, we have a much more generic problem in all of our agencies, which is that there's a constant revolving door with industry.
Uh-huh.
The USDA, the FDA, all the regulatory agencies have people coming and going from industry. This, combined with our lack of controls on campaign finance, where now, after Citizens United, corporations can really spend unlimited amounts and not even disclose to you or me what they're spending. We have a situation run amok here. That's why I keep saying the FDA needs to be of, for, and by the people. Unfortunately, unless we speak as citizens, as you're doing on your program, we have no voice. And that's why the petition, that's why we encourage people to join us at justlabelit.org.
Friends with Michael Taylor.
Michael Taylor, just so you know, is the Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture, and he is known as the Food Safety Czar. He's in a non-elected...
He was appointed
by the president.
Yes, and he was a former vice president of Monsanto, the people making these genetically modified foods. At the same time, Gary Hirschberg says he's friends with Michael. It's not fair to point the finger at Michael. Why isn't it fair to point the finger at Michael? He's supposed to be the food safety czar of the United States.
At the same time that he has worked his entire career for Monsanto and then bounced back and forth between Monsanto and the FDA. And in my opinion, I'm not going to speak for you, but it's wrong that he didn't point out that there isn't conflict there. We ask him about it. He should have said, you would have thought that somebody who was heading up a campaign called Just Label It would have agreed with us and would have pointed out just how wrong it is.
And we were sitting there scratching our heads going, why is he doing that?
Why is he soft selling this? Why is he backpedaling away from every other person who really knows about this issue says Michael Taylor has to go?
You know why he didn't?
Why?
Because Gary is also an appointee of President Obama, and I didn't know that at the time we did this interview.
Okay, let me just explain.
So he just lost all credibility with me.
On March 30th, 2011, Gary Hirschberg was appointed to the White House advisory role. He has been appointed to by the president to serve as a member of the Advisory Committee for Trade Policy and Negotiations. Now, you know what? Normally, that's a great honor to have the president of the United States ask for you to serve on a advisory committee.
Sure.
It's a tremendous honor. I'd be honored if the president asked me to, you know, advise on radio or something like that. But you know what? You can't do it at the same time you're heading up a campaign against government policy. It's wrong.
Exactly. It's wrong. And when I heard that,
it's disingenuous.
So mad, because it's a huge conflict. A huge conflict.
You know what? It blurs the lines of, and this is what this has come down to.
There are no lines anymore.
The us versus them, us versus the FDA, those lines are now blurred and those lines are muddy because Just Label It, in my opinion, is soiled as a result of this.
Well, at 50 minutes after the hour, roughly, we're going to be talking about a New York Times article that discusses the FDA and White House communications between each other and how that line is blurred.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's just hear the last piece of the interview.
We are following all of the legislative initiatives in the different states, and we'll continue to do so. And I expect that we're going to have a similar initiative right here in Florida, where our flagship station is. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, I wish you the best with that. Again, the national efforts ultimately will trump these the state ones. This is a fundamental civil right in a democracy. This isn't anti-GMO. This isn't Republican. This isn't Democratic. This isn't independent. This is just citizens' right to know. Nothing could be more American and fundamental than that.
Exactly. So if you want to know more about what Gary Hershberg is doing, you can go to justlabelit.org on the internet and become part of that petition. As he said, 50,000 people a week or so are still signing up for this thing that has over 1.2 million Americans on it now. So I appreciate your time, Gary, and coming on the show today.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for covering the issue.
Oh, we're going to continue to cover the entire issue.
The other thing is, go to the Institute for Responsible Technology. They've got their own petition. And I trust what they're doing a lot more. We're going to talk more about that later in the show.
Bottom line, this could be resolved right now with one executive order by this guy who's so fond of writing executive orders.
Here's what I'll do as president. I'll immediately implement country of origin labeling because Americans should know where their food comes from. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified because Americans should know what they're buying.